This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know, you can't get enough of us. Subscribe to the greatest story never told on Radio.com.
This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, our friends. Kevin O'Neill. It's WAAF Boston's rock station. Also, good morning, Anchorage 94.7, KZND, Alaska's rock alternative. Good morning. It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. And Rock 103 in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hello, Fort Bragg. Big show for you today. Today, the game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999. Ola, right now, we've got Jeff on the line. He is working on question four for Team Sober.
Welcome back to the program, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey there. We missed you, man. Glad you're back. All right, Jeff, here is your question. Who wrote the novel 1984?
George Orwell.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Very good, Jeff. All right. The game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Ola.
Oh, God. Katie, are you sober?
No.
Are you kidding?
So. Yeah. All right, Katie.
Either that or she's trapped in tar.
Ooh, Katie, our men's room poll. This song's got to play every time you have sex for the rest of your life. Will that song be Sarah McLachlan, Angel? That is from the SPCA commercial. I think most people know that way. Barney, I Love You. Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven. Or Jesus Loves Me.
Is Robin there?
No.
What about Ted? Ted isn't his two cents into it.
Thank you for checking. I'm going to go with Clapton and ignore the lyrics just because I think it's, the guitar solos I could get down.
Is that the third choice?
Yes, that's my choice.
That's correct.
I'm Ted.
Yeah. I'm
going to
go with that because I don't know that song, so...
Oh, if you don't know what it's about, then pick this one. Yeah, then you did well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and that doesn't surprise me. I thought you picked it because you wanted to have sex with Ted.
No.
Well, all right.
Doesn't want to have sex with Ted.
Just using him for his knowledge.
Yeah. You're not here to hurt the man's feelings. Right, it's just, okay.
No, I like that.
No, it's true.
That man doesn't want you. Hey, I worked in sales.
I respect it. Quick no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time, and you're not getting that drink.
Right. Exactly. All right, here's your question.
Dang it. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be an a-hole.
Dude, you're fine.
We know there's no effort involved. Here's your question. What rank in the United States Army is just above first lieutenant?
Second lieutenant. I was in the Army.
Captain, just above first lieutenant.
Captain.
Oh, above it.
Above.
I thought you meant below it.
Have you been above a captain, Katie?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was, didn't make it to that rank.
What did you make it to?
PFC.
Okay.
That's more than I did.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's your question, Katie. What does the Midas touch turn everything into?
The Midas touch?
The Midas. Mm-hmm. Somebody has the Midas touch. They're saying everything they touch becomes...
Turns into...
Good muffler?
We're gonna be here.
It's a precious metal.
I'll just say gold.
Whoa, Katie, nice work.
I was like, there's no way
I thought for sure she was gonna go bronze. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999.
Bronzer?
Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey! Hola!
Hola! Nate, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Nate, welcome to the show. Men's Room Poll. This song will play every time you have sex on a loop for the rest of your life. Will it be Sarah McLachlan, Angel, Barney, I Love You, Clapton, Tears in Heaven, or Jesus Loves Me?
I'm going to try to ignore the lyrics and go with Clapton.
Clapton, okay.
But you know you're not going to be. It's one of those situations where I think if you know what the song's about, once you tell yourself to ignore the message, then all you're going to do is focus on the message of the song.
Not only that, man.
It's like saying to somebody, hey, when you meet this guy, don't stare at his lazy eye. Guess what they're going
to
do?
I for good reason, I believe, and I'll have to ask Ryan Castle, the drug in charge of this, because he would be the one who knows. But I'm pretty sure every time the song gets played and it's aired, he gets paid.
Oh, yeah?
So he's going to go, who in the hell played this song like 12 times in an hour?
Let's make sure we let him know why.
Exactly right.
Hey, man, this might shock you. People are willing to F to this, too.
Why are they playing this?
You're in a different frame of mind. People are getting down. Yeah. All right, here is your question. What playwright wrote the musical Jesus Christ Superstar?
ABBA?
He also wrote Jesus Is Just All Right With Me.
The Andrew Lloyd Webber. Andrew Lloyd Webber. Does anybody else write anything? Mike, you would know better than me because you're more into the musical thing. Like, there was Shakespeare that was not musical, but we had to read his crap, right? And then everything now. Like, from Andrew Lloyd Webber.
He wrote a lot of the big stuff, but yeah, there's other playwrights out there.
Andrew.
I just don't care about him enough to know their name.
Oh, wow. Here's your question. Phobos and Deimos, they are the two moons of what planet? Nate, are you in a wind tunnel? Are you in a wind tunnel, Nate?
Sorry, I'm on the freeway.
Okay.
I hope you're driving, not just standing in the middle of the freeway.
It never works that well.
There, just turn my air conditioner off. That might help.
Okay. Right. So Phobos and Deimos, they're the two moons of what planet?
Venus.
Venus has no moons. Mars.
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 Venus is moonless.
It is moonless. Mercury and Venus are moonless.
Okay.
Then you get to Earth. We got one. And then, you know, you keep going. All right. A woman by the name of Naomi James. She was the first woman to travel solo around the world in what way?
By boat.
All right. I'll give it to you, sailing specifically. But
nice job.
Yeah.
Okay, very good, Nate. Game is picked up, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Would you sail around the world? Not solo. I'm saying, like, if there's a guy that's like, hey, I know what I'm doing. You know, I'm a captain. Would you sail around the world?
In stages, you mean?
Well, I guess. However they do it, right?
I mean,
they do it, and then you just do it until maybe you got to get supplies, and then you just keep doing it.
I mean, typically you have, like, an electric bill to play back at home or something. I don't know. I would be interested. Not sure. I think I might die, but whatever.
That's my problem. Yeah. Like, nah, man, I'll fly and meet you there.
The beacon went off on whatever, and I'm, you know.
What does that beacon mean?
It means I'm never going to be found again.
It's the thing they find after you die.
Right.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Jen?
Hello, Jen.
Jen.
Oh, hola.
Hola. Hola. Hola. Jenny, okay?
Sorry, I was reading the text.
Jen, are you sober or not sober?
She's sober.
Jen? Hello?
Maybe the cat.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, there we go.
Jen, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right. You never know it. Jen, men's room poll. Song plays every time you have sex for the rest of your life. Will it be Sarah McLachlan, Angel, Barney, I Love You, Clapton, Tears in Heaven, or Jesus Loves Me?
Probably the Eric Clapton song. I've never heard it before.
You never heard it before? Again, I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but a comment came in very recently. It said they didn't know what this song was about either. So it says, I looked up what the Clapton song's about. That's messed up.
It is.
It's really messed up. You don't know what the song's about, fine, have sex. If you know what it's about, to me, this is absolutely the worst choice.
Cats in the Cradle, nobody died. You know what
I mean?
Right. I mean, it's still, you know, whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, this is not good. All right, Jen, here is your question. A young shark is called a what?
A pup?
Oh, Jen, good talk. Good talk. Really good to get to know you there. 844-999-OLA, who's our next contestant, ready to play Big Dummy?
That just seems so wrong. A pup.
Shark pup?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it would be just a different name. I'm sorry, man. It's nothing against sharks. When you say pup, I just picture something less sharky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but little sharks are cute.
That was my first experience.
Every
with
little
shark.
Thing
a
little is
pup.
Cute, right?
It was dead, washed up on the beach. I picked it up. I played with it. It was like about a foot long, about half a day. You know what I mean? It's like dead shark.
Well, I was that's thinking cute. About the little dogfish you catch. It's full grown, just tiny.
Well, it's a dogfish. You call that a pup? It's a goddamn dogfish. I'm saying, you know, puppies, dogs, right there. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big W.
Hola.
Hola. Mike, are you sober? Not sober.
Dude, I'm definitely sober.
All right, Mike. Welcome to the show.
The way you said that leads me to not believe you.
Song plays every time you're going to have sex for the rest of your life. Sarah McLachlan, Angel, Barney, I Love You, Clapton, Tears in Heaven, or Jesus Loves Me?
I'll go with Clapton.
Okay, Clapton. Eric Clapton's going, why am I getting this big fat residual check?
Why are so many people having sex to this song?
What is significant about this? Did I sign off on a commercial? Does anyone know what happened here?
And that's the song he wants to keep.
I don't even play that in concert.
He doesn't anymore, does he?
I don't know. I don't think he does.
I don't know. Did he ever play it in concert?
I think he played it a couple times.
No, he played it here.
Oh.
When it just happened.
That'd be a tough song to sing.
Right, well, yeah.
Well, no maybe you who asked Ted or his castle or somebody asked me, they said, you know, it's Eric Clapton, you go to the concert. If he plays the song, when he's done, exactly how hard do you applaud? You know, like, you want to show appreciation for a well-written song, but just based on the subject matter and what it might mean to him, you're like, you don't free, like, yeah!
What if he did? What if he did one of these and walked off?
Right. Just drop the mic. You let him. You let him. Oh. Not the time to do it. All right, here's your question. What is
do
the
it.
First
Hurry
sign?
Up,
what is the first Jeez, sign of the Zodiac?
You are evil.
I know.
It I'm took sorry. Me a second. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry, it's a terrible joke to note it. Oh, my
but
God.
But I respect it.
Yeah, it's
that
bad.
Is, that is evil.
It's bad. Pick your audience. What is the first sign of the Zodiac?
Libro
cupcake. You made Libro sound racist.
The Libro cupcake. Snowflake cupcake.
I almost called Virgo Virgin, so.
That's Libro.
Libro.
Libro, bro. Now, I get the feeling you're going to know the answer to this. This is not a character judgment, but it is. What liquor is nicknamed the Green Fairy?
Oh,
and he's gone.
He's gone.
Absinthe.
Probably too easy fairy. For him.
More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Stream all 4 hours of the show when you download the radio.com app. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Ola.
Kyle, are you on team sober or team not sober today?
Team sober.
Team sober. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, men's room poll. The song's going to play, Kyle, every time you have sex for the rest of your life. Granted, with you, won't be that often, but your choices. Sarah McLachlan, Angel, Barney, I Love You, Clapton, Tears in Heaven, or Jesus Loves Me. Which tune?
I got to go Barney.
Barney.
I Love You.
Oh, yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Say no more. It gets me in the mood.
Oh, Kyle. Oh, Kyle.
Oh, you're going for the slow motion stuff. Yeah, Kyle. Mama.
Oh, man.
You definitely need a Barry White voice to pull this off.
Yeah.
If this song must be
Kyle.
Like this, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, but what I got is so good, you ignore the sounds of the dinosaur. All right, here is your question. What is the world's fastest growing plant?
That's an interesting question.
You're not going to be surprised when you hear this at all.
I know the answer.
Then you know the answer.
I know the answer.
Right.
Mm. It depends
like
how
fast it grows.
Oh,
yes.
It's unbelievable.
There's so much of it.
Now, both.
How much? Both. It grows so fast that if you don't rein it in, it's just going to take over, as Miles will attest.
I had a bunch of it in my yard.
I'm going to go dandelions.
No, it just seems like dandelions. That's not a bad guess, man. Bamboo.
Right.
Yeah, if you have bamboo, you've been bamboozled. You have to basically, honest to God, it'll grow, it seems like it grows like 2 to 3 feet a day. I know it's an exaggeration. It grows really fast.
And if you want to get rid of it, basically the only way you can get rid of it is you have to use a rototiller.
Right.
And then you have to put in root rot and then hope to God that works. Because if it doesn't get like even just the most minuscule little piece of bamboo,
but see, this is what I did.
Shoot right back up next
if
year.
You plant it directly into ground, right, it's going to do what it wants to do. I put it in a bunch of planters and put it on the side of my yard. So
you're fine.
So I don't have to look at my neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
Because apparently the idea of doing anything to let anyone know that someone lives there is just not something they're interested in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm not going to be the guy that bitches about it, but I'm like, I'm tired of looking at this. Mm-hmm. And I got bamboo specifically because it grows fast and I can stop looking at it.
That's not bad. I might have to put some of that up in my bunker.
Honestly, dude, because look at it like this, right?
You put an imaginary wall.
You buy the planter, you put in the bamboo, and honestly, God, if you put it in, like, next year at this time, it is 2.5 feet tall.
And you don't really need to water it that much either.
You don't have to do anything. Yeah. You can't even kill it.
You can't.
Don't worry about watering it. Jesus Christ. You can light it on fire and it's back.
A bamboo fence, I had so much of it. I mean, I had thick, big green bamboo.
I will say, my old place had bamboo floors, though. Mm. Lovely.
Oh, they're great.
I've had bamboo sheets and towels.
Yeah. I had a bamboo steamroller.
And pandas eat it all the time.
Yeah. Bamboo t-shirts.
You had a bamboo what? Pipe?
Steamroller.
Oh, steamroller.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Oh, I got you. I got you. All right, here is your question. The world-renowned St. Paul's Cathedral is located in what European city?
Man. Venice.
Vatican?
London.
London.
Oh. What is that, the Vatican?
Is that St. Peter's?
St. Peter's? Probably St. Peter.
I think it's St. Peter's.
Paul, Peter.
Your next question. What is the floating wreckage of a ship called? The floating wreckage.
I don't know. Shipwreck.
Any guesses?
Debris?
Flotsam.
Flotsam.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oddly enough, I'd heard the word flotsam, and I knew it just kind of meant like random litter, but I did not know it was very specific.
So is that what the big thing is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean right now? I mean, that's not technically from a ship, but...
I believe they would call that... Yeah, I think they just call it flotsam.
Okay. Right.
What's it like, the plastic thing the size of Texas?
Yes, bigger than Texas now.
Your question. What color is the complementary color opposite of purple on a color wheel? I actually got this one right this morning. I went to my old elementary art school and they had us do those stupid color wheels.
Yellow?
It is yellow. You are correct, sir.
That explains the Vikings.
You know, the odd thing to me was, so I'm thinking this morning as I'm going through this question, I did not do well this morning, but so I'm like, opposite the color wheel, which helped when I said color wheel. I remembered it was yellow. And I remembered that I learned this in fourth grade. And then it occurred to me that for the first time since fourth grade, has that come in handy?
Mm-hmm. You actually remembered it.
I actually remembered it. There you go.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Cynthia. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Cynthia, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Cynthia, welcome to the show. All right, men's room poll here, Cynthia. The song is going to play every time you have sex for the rest of your life. Will you pick Sarah McLachlan, Angel, Barney, I Love You, Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven, or Jesus Loves Me?
Does it have to be at a certain level, or can it be at the level I choose?
Volume level?
It's always going to be the same level. Yeah, it's just medium.
Yeah.
It's not loud, it's definitely not quiet.
But you can't ignore it.
Okay, well... Being as I know the Eric Clapton song, I'm gonna have to go with Barney.
You're gonna go with Barney? Oh, all right, no problem. Hey, man, Cynthia, we're down. Look, we can make this happen. We can mentally get past this. But no, we don't want a family, and hopefully we'll use protection.
But it's still gonna involve a purple dinosaur. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I got you.
And oddly enough, mine too has a green belly. All right, here is your question.
What was, I forget.
What?
I was going to ask you what Barney's best friend's name is.
Crap, I remember what she looks like.
BJ.
Yep, we're bringing it home. So, you know what, I might go Barney's. A purple dinosaur and a friend named BJ. Like, you know what?
Hey, just saying.
It's screaming it. All right, your question.
If you wait 10 minutes, Migs will come along.
Yay. If you're into philography, what do you collect?
Philography? I don't know. Photographs.
Postcards?
Can I have a guess? Photography.
I don't know.
The heads of people named Phil. Actually, philography are people that collect autographs.
Oh.
Philography.
I don't know any philographers.
That's one of those weird things that turned into like an odd business.
Well, I guess you can start selling them. I would say baseball cards and baseballs and stuff like that really got it started.
Yeah.
And then I think, honestly, Star Wars and the advent of those big, massive sci-fi conventions. So if you can get these people's
saying,
autographs.
Like, remember back in the day, baseball cards, if it was autographed, it'd be worth less.
Right, because they.
So I think it's nice when stars walk out of something and signs. I just hate it when you see the guy with like 10 pieces of merch. Like, right. Sign, like you know he's going to go sell.
Well, you know what? Pictures have ruined that. More people want to get the picture so they can put up on social media than they do the autograph. So it's kind of taken a dent in that industry.
Used to be you had to have a camera. And people knew you didn't want to talk to that guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird thing. Before there was, if you saw the guy with the camera on his neck, like that's the last guy you wanted to talk to in a crowd of people.
Because he's that guy.
All right, your question. Which play is generally regarded as Shakespeare's last fully completed play before his death?
Othello.
That would be my guess. Macbeth?
Tempest. I saw the Tempest. I had to go see the high school production. Keep in mind, this is a Baltimore City high school, all right? So picture The Wire, but picture them trying to perform Shakespeare, and that's roughly how this is going, all right? So in ninth grade for English class, they made us go to this play. The problem was the play was like a Friday night at 7 or whatever. I don't want to give up my night. So me and this other kid, we had to go. But what he did see was bring straws and those little, those paper poppers that you throw on the ground. And
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah. So, well, here's the thing, man. It turns out they're like a spitball. So if you put those in a straw and you blow that thing out, you get a lot of distance. So he and I are sitting in this crowd. And occasionally, we blow one of the things up on the stage, but everyone would look at the stage because that's where you hear the sound, including the actors. And I know it's a little distracting, but we didn't want to be there. Well, at some point, we figured a teacher may have figured out that we were behind it, okay? So this guy turns around and kind of looks at us. My buddy Matt panics in this moment and dumps the rest of the poppers onto the floor.
So now,
yeah, we got in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. I was like, brother, you got to keep it cool, man. So that's how I remember The Tempest.
I thought you were just going to talk about how the play was.
Don't remember, man. We distracted the whole thing. It became a big deal. To this day, I don't regret it. Your next question. Because it entered the Union in 1876, what Western state is nicknamed the Centennial State?
I don't know. Virginia.
Western.
Yes, that's a very Western
state. I have no idea.
I'll say...
You're very bad at geography, by the way. If anyone can ask.
I'll say Arizona.
Negative.
Montana?
Colorado.
Okay, question number four there, Cynthia.
Question number four. What country won the Men's World Cup in soccer in 2010?
One of my worst categories. Even worse than geography.
That's impossible.
I don't like soccer. I don't know. I don't even have an answer to that one.
Germany?
Spain.
Germany won 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then neither of them got out of the knockout stage, or out of the group stage.
That's how this year was, though, man. Yeah. Something a little odd. All right, let's go to the world of music and its multiple choice. And now we'll find out if you don't know anything or if you're just unlucky. Multiple choice. David Bowie, Elton John, or Ringo Starr, which artist recorded the album Too Low for Zero?
David Bowie.
Elton John.
Yes.
Okay.
Elton John. He's got an Oregon. Very good album.
Elton John, he's got an Oregon.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go. How many U.S. states end with the letter O?
Oh, let me try this one.
Do it in your head, Miles.
I know. I got one.
An O.
Or if you're from Baltimore, with an A.
One.
Like Rhode Island.
What do you got, Miles?
Well, I'm going to go two.
Oh, Ted?
I can only think of two as well. Colorado and New Mexico.
Oh, and Ohio.
And Idaho.
Idaho. Damn you, Idaho.
Colorado, Idaho, New Mexico, and Ohio.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
That's all right.
OH.
All right, we're going to go back to the world of sports. There's your hint.
Mike, they yell it at every sporting event if you're in Ohio.
OH. Oh. The phrase sticky wicket has its origins from what sport?
Oh, the sticky, icky wicket.
My favorite, right?
Okay.
Also a liar. Yep. A sticky wicket. Mm-mm-mm. Should we ever meet Cynthia, I want to let you know that if I bring up a sticky wicket, it has nothing to do with the sport of cricket.
Got three poles on it.
And don't be afraid to play with my rounders.
Yeah, now.
We're the bowlers.
One sticky wicket, two rounders, you know what I'm saying?
Cynthia, you're on the question number seven. You're doing horribly. You're doing horribly.
She's sober or not sober?
She is sober as can be.
Oh. I am sober. Deadly.
Okay. Deadly sober. Here's your question. The Guggenheim Museum is located in what city?
Oh, my gosh.
Look, I felt bad asking.
You should, because, what city? Guggenheim.
It sounds German, yeah?
It's not in Germany,
but it sounds
exceptionally German.
Well, don't confuse me, because I can't even get it right in the first place.
It's not in Germany. That's all I'll tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with, Brixby, Oklahoma. I know that's so wrong, but at least it's an answer.
I'll guess Amsterdam?
New York City.
Huh.
Okay, Guggenheim.
Question eight.
I only know that from people that have gone to New York, like, going to the Guggenheim.
Oh, really?
Just go to the museum from the movie with Teddy Roosevelt in there. What's that, the American History Museum or
probably
Natural History?
I guess history, yeah.
Yeah.
Your question, who was the first U.S. president to appear on television?
Nixon?
FDR?
FDR. Don't worry. All right. Now, listen, Cynthia, I have full faith in you on this next question. I really do.
At least one of us does.
I'm that person. All right. In the movie Top Gun, what is the name of Maverick's co-pilot? Don't let me down.
Second. I know this.
Don't let me down.
Goose.
I told you.
Finally, something important enough for you to know.
That's
very
exactly
good.
You know, Top Gun 2 is about Goose's son.
Is it? Is it for real?
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of things real quick. All right, so I knew they were making a Top Gun 2. It's about Goose's son. That seems ridiculous. I say that. However, they're doing the next version of Rocky movies, right? So, like, Creed 2. Who's he fighting?
Oh, he's got to be fighting
Clubber Lang's son.
Oh, no.
Clubber Lang's son.
No, not Clubber Lang's son.
Ivan Drago's?
Ivan Drago's son.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Russian machine never breaks.
I never break. He is not like man. He is iron. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Sober. Adam, welcome to the show. All right, Adam, men's room poll. This song plays every time you have sex for the rest of your life. Is it going to be Sarah McLachlan, Angel, Barney, I Love You, Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven, or Jesus Loves Me?
Mr. Slow Hands himself.
You're going to take Clapton for the win.
Did you know my name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wait, isn't this song about...
Get off of me, you creep. That's what I think's happening.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What the hell is wrong with you? I want to have... This is the freaking song you put on. Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Yeah. All right. All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. The flag that the Apollo 11 astronauts put on the moon, which one of these stores did it come from? Kmart, Sears, or JCPenney?
Sears?
All right, great getting to know you there, Adam. Thanks for calling the show and playing Big Dummy.
Yeah, believe it or not, the a NASA employee, they bought her off the shelf for $5.50 right before the mission.
Huh, that's awesome.
So here's this big Apollo thing. This is our top tech. We're going to the moon, all this stuff. Like, go to Sears, buy a flag. But it's going to look badass when it gets to the moon. Go.
Wow.
Yeah, see,
that is
if
crazy.
I'm Sears, man, wouldn't that kind of been like one of the things I pointed out about, like, hey, our flag's on the moon, man.
It's still there.
It's all bleached out now.
Oh, right.
Now, sadly, now it's a white flag.
Now it looks like the moon.
Surrender. It looks like a giant surrender.
Moon's like, I give up.
Yeah. Forget it.
Probably has.
Right, let's get out of here.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has some surprising foods that were invented right here in the United States of America. And still more time left if you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
I just feel like, man, if we're responsible for inventing all these foods, and I know it's going to blow my mind, instead of giving credit to other places, you know what I'm saying? Like, we should say, hey,
it's American.
This is ours. Yeah. People say hamburgers, hot dogs. If we got a bunch of other stuff, I think we should take credit for it, man.
We've been screwed on this stuff for years.
Yeah. I went to China. I told them, listen.
Hey, look, General So, here's what's going on.
We're claiming this is our own.
Sal.
General Sal.
Uh-huh. Next, I'm going to talk to Orange Beef, whoever that is.
Big Dummy is a game, 844. Oh, it's me. 999-OLA. More of your calls coming up and more of Big Dummy. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Stream all 4 hours of the show when you download the radio.com app. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jason.
Hello?
Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Welcome to the Men's Room.
Jason, are you sober or are you not sober?
Sober as can be.
All right, Jason. Men's Room poll. The song's going to play every time you have sex on a loop for the rest of your life. Will that song be Sarah McLachlan, Angel, Barney, I Love You, Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven, or Jesus Loves Me?
Oh, man. I guess I got to go with Eric Clapton. Another song.
Tears in Heaven.
That is taking off right now. That's so disturbing.
What? Why am I getting these residual checks?
Why am I playing this song?
Who's playing this? Did I miss a birthday?
People aren't obsessed with this, Eric.
Clapton's still winning on Twitter, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
People love Clapton.
All right, man. Suit yourself. All right. Here, by the way, it says you're calling from Fresno, California.
No, I'm in Truckee, California. And I called in as Kansas. I called last time. My name's Jason, but I like to call in Kansas sometimes.
Oh. So you have multiple personalities. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I dig that.
Yeah,
I dig
sweet, man. Hey.
Something different every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Be who you want to be.
Yeah, right. Dude.
Especially when you're on the lam.
It's like going to Baskin Robbins. Mm-hmm. 31 flavors of person. Mm-hmm.
When you see Andrew, tell him we said what's up.
Yeah, man. When you talk to your other personality, tell him we said hola. All right.
And I'm McCarty who told you guys about the hammer, the high striker for Red Fest.
Oh, thank you. Holy cow.
First of all, multiple
personalities. Anna Carney, are you sure?
I just want to let you in on a secret, by the way. You don't have to, you say I'm the Carney who called, you don't have to fill in the rest. It's
pretty well right
You
there.
Are pretty much the Carney that is called. All right, here's your question. What world-renowned landmark can be 6 inches taller in the summer than it is in the winter?
Oh, geez.
It's a man-made structure.
What country is it in? Worldwide?
If I tell you what country, I think it's real obvious. I'll just say it's in Europe.
It's in Europe. Okay. I have no idea.
The Eiffel Tower.
That is correct.
Metal, so it expands.
That's precisely. It's an average of 1,063 feet tall, but the metal expands when it gets hot, so it becomes about 6 inches taller on a hot summer day.
Jason, do you have any any tricks of the trade that you can share with anybody in the audience, anybody on the show, as far as, like, look, I go to a fair, what game do I play, what are my best odds of winning something, like if I want to get a big stuffed animals or a game that's easier to win or one that I should never play because it's impossible?
Yeah, I'll give you one. Real easy. Everybody thinks it's hard because hardly anybody wins it. The machine gun game. You get 100 shots and you got to shoot out that red star. And everybody thinks you just got to lay into the star. No, the trick is to click the trigger and shoot one BB at a time and shoot around the star. Don't even hit the star and it all comes out as one chunk. And you finish with the top so it doesn't fall over on you. Do the sides and the bottom, and then you do the top. If you shoot one BB at a time, it's a game of patience. But I could turn the card around backwards and do it like 8 out of 10 times.
Okay. See, that's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Guess what, kids? He's getting stuffed animals this year.
Yeah.
That 4-foot-tall arsenic-filled giraffe you wanted, it's yours,
Jason,
baby.
Okay, on the flip side, what would you say is the hardest game?
What's not even worth the dollar?
What's wasting your money?
Well, a lot of the really hard ones nowadays are banished from most midways. One you'll find out here, though, probably the ring toss, because it's pretty much just pure luck. I've seen little bitty, teeny-weeny children do it, and I've seen full-grown adults who will spend, you know, lots of money trying to get it, and they just can't do it.
Dude, I always like the frogs.
Well, you hit the thing,
like the half frog, and then you hit the mallet behind it and try to launch him onto a lily pad.
That's called a frog bog.
Frog bog.
Frog bog. Are you any good at the frog bog?
I am not good at it, but I play it every time.
What's wrong with the frog bog? It's a great game.
All right, here's your question. According to the Farmer's Almanac, how many days are there during the dog days of summer?
Oh. 32.
145.
I'll give you an answer. It's a very biblical number.
40.
40. Apparently it runs from July 3rd to August 11th.
You being gone to a Catholic school, why is 40 significant as far as a biblical number?
Because Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert.
Okay.
That's where he saw, like, the burning bush and stuff.
How long was Noah out at sea? 40 days, 40 nights.
Was he 42?
40 days and 40 nights. Right, it's a recurring number. That's why I brought it.
That's why you give up something in Lent.
Exactly.
The idea is he was out in the desert for 40 days trying to figure stuff out, so he had to sacrifice, so should you.
So he's on the peyote.
Got lost?
I mean, seriously.
I think it was frankincense or myrrh.
Oh, was
one of those is an ancient psychedelic.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so
why they brought it to the little king.
And that's how he invented the
it's like bringing meth.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.